Welcome to The Grill Room. Your maitre d's are Bob Bubka and Alex Maselli. You can count on them to give you both sides of the story, whether you want it or not. Remember, keep your applause to a mild clap, all right? After all, we're talking golf here.
This is a special edition of The Grill Room. We're paying tribute to Arnold Palmer. First off, let me bring in Alex Maselli. Alex, you had an opportunity to work for him when you were at Golf Channel. You're writing about him in Golf Week. You've been around him. Your thoughts on his passing?
Well, I mean, I know last night I was talking to some people, and I don't want to consider it to be this loss as much as, you know, we should be celebrating Arnold Palmer and his life, which was a spectacular life by anybody's, you know, recommendation. And I think also just what he's done for this game, and not only inside the ropes, but really outside the ropes as well. It's just been a tremendous accomplishment what he has done over that period of time. And I think, you know, we just have to celebrate what he did and who he was, because you don't get to see that kind, those kind of people around very often.
Alex, as publisher of Golf Week magazine, obviously facing a daunting task in trying to put out a magazine that you know, pays tribute to Arnold Palmer. Any special plans, anything our listeners can look forward to when they get this week's edition of Golf Week?
Well, they'll be getting it a little later than usual, because we have postponed the publishing date by 2 days. And then we basically, as you'd see in television, we've torn up the magazine and completely reconstructed it. There's about 20 plus pages of stories in there about Arnold Palmer. I'm unhappy to say, but we've planned for a while the possibility of Mr. Palmer's death. And so we had been ready to go with a lot of stuff. And so now it just came where we had to take the magazine, change it around, and spend a couple extra days working on that.
Well, Alex, I know it's going to be a very special edition of Golf Week. We'll let you get back to work on that, and we're going to pay tribute here in the Grill Room for the rest of this special show.
Thanks, Bob.
You're listening to The Grill Room.
Recently, I had an opportunity to speak to some of the greats in the game, and I wanted their thoughts on Arnold Palmer, and we're proud in The Grill Room to bring you those thoughts. First, I asked Tom Weisskopf his thoughts on what Arnold Palmer has meant to the game.
Well, I think he was the individual that projected how important the association of the player is to his audience, the spectator. The commercialization of what an individual can do, representing, they were always just like all these guys, blue chip companies. You know, he was their spokesman, and that umbrella, you know, the labeling aspect, if you want to look at it that way. But, you know, he just was the most recognizable, one of the most recognizable people in the world. You know, if you put 20 people, presidents, popes, all that kind of stuff up there, you know, Elton John's picture, I'll guarantee Arnold might have gotten the most recognize that guy. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
And I think that's the nice thing about it. He had time for people. When he looked at people, you just sensed that he's looking at me. You know? He'd go for broke on the golf course, unbelievable shot making, you know, from difficult positions, and a lot of risk reward. He lost. I didn't realize this till someone said this a couple years ago. We were at a tournament, a major tournament. I was doing a telecast, and he had finished second 50 times in his career. And how many wins did Arnold have? I mean, he's in the 60s, something like that. So maybe a different approach. He might have won a few more. You know, we can all say that. But, I mean, he just that was his style. It just they knew when he stood up in that first hole and did what he did at Cherry Hills. You know, it's legendary. Drove it on the green, got him going, and off he went, and he won. So, I mean, I think that's the thing, you know. So he made it aware, and you see this in these young guys. If he's made businessmen out of these younger players that are playing the young tour, you know, they're labeling themselves, they're marketing themselves, companies are utilizing them to project, you know, their economic potential, basically, you know, their awareness in the sport. So that's the great thing I think about Arnold. You know, we all played for him at the Ryder Cup when he was the captain. He's just a man's man. He walks through the locker room and he's recognized, but he has a selfness that he's going to engage if you engage him, or he'll see you sitting there. How'd you do today, you know, young man? You know, he's just an open, gracious gentleman.
Next up is a player that has always demonstrated the utmost respect and admiration for Mr. Palmer, which is what I always called him. Let's listen to Ben Crenshaw.
He's irreplaceable in our game, and he always has been. And there's, of all the pantheon of great athletes that this country's ever produced, he's at the pinnacle. There's a multitude of reasons why they call him the king. And it's the way he treats people, everyone. He never forgot where he came from. He's a statesman, really, for our game. And golf is at the betterment because of him, no doubt.
It has been said by many people in many different ways the importance of Arnold Palmer to the game of golf. Tiger Woods is another person who has changed the game, but he pays tribute to the passion and determination Mr. Palmer showed in making sure the babies and children had incredible medical care in the Winnie Palmer Hospital for Women and Babies.
Well, obviously he had tremendous influence because obviously he raised the money to build Winnie Palmer. And, you know, that's where both of my kids were born. And Dr. Alexander did a great job. You know, we struggled with Sam. She's born preemie, and they did an absolutely incredible job of making sure she was healthy and progressed each and every day. And it was just an incredible feeling what the staff did. And we're so thankful to, because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have the opportunity to have Winnie Palmer Hospital. So all of us players are very thankful for what he's done.
Another legend that really admired the time that he had to spend with Arnold Palmer, none other than Lee Trevino. And we asked Lee, what did Arnold Palmer mean to golf?
You're asking the guy that told you to look up the word class in the dictionary, and his picture would be next to it for definition. But you know what I think of Arnie and these guys. Arnie was just unbelievable. He's the only guy I know that would, at a red light, would jump out of a car and go sign autographs to the car behind him. I'd run the red light. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the guy was just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. I mean, what did he start? He started in 1955, I think. He won the first tournament with the Canadian Open. And it's phenomenal. But I'll tell you what, when Jack came along in the early 60s dethroned him, I guess you want to say. The public never left. They pulled for Arnie. I mean, they pulled for Arnie. And probably the most recognizable guy in the world when you talk about Arnold Palmer. I mean, if you really look at commercial-wise, what he does, I mean, he's probably still number three on the chart behind, what, Tiger and Mickelson, I would think. But he's missed here. I guarantee you every one of these guys will tell you that.
Many of you golf fans have always heard about the big three. Well, that was Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus, and now the late Arnold Palmer. Gary was really in the middle of Jack and Arnie, but as the record books tell us, he held his own. Here's what Gary Player had to say about Arnold Palmer.
Well, it is very fascinating, the experience, looking at it from the middle, as you say. First of all, Arnold was a wonderful gentleman with people and had great respect, and manners maketh a man. So I was awfully impressed with that. And he really loves golf. But, you know, I remember the signs at Baltusrol. And Jack, I always admired Jack's tenacity, because there was no question, as Jack said, the galleries. Arnold, the galleries are so one-sided, but their friendship was never affected by that, which is really tremendous, because I remember at Baltusrol having a sign here at the bunker, "Hit it here, Ohio Fats." And that's when the signs, and very few people remember, the signs were taken out of golf. You were not allowed to carry signs, because that what started when Jack and Arnold were playing. And Jack had such patience, he never let it bug him, just as I had demonstrators. I had to handle that. So Jack had a very difficult time coming into golf at that time. And Jack won majors for 25 years, and Arnold won for 6 years. But he was so charismatic, you'd think that he'd won for 6 years, and Jack, and for him for 20, and Arnold and Jack for five or six. So he was so charismatic, and that was such a big help. And he didn't have a long career, but they'd still, he was so charismatic, they'd think he was winning forever, and that helped the tour so much. I mean, he fell out of bed with tremendous charisma. He came to South Africa, and it was amazing. We went down a gold mine, and we came up, and the room there was probably $1 billion. And the man said, "Anybody who can pick up this gold bar can have it." And Arnold said, "Ask him if I can try." And Arnold put his hand on like that, and he said, "Sure, you can try. You can have it if you pick it up." And he picked it up. Well, this guy's went this big. He said, no, I only work here. Palmer said, "You're out. This is mine, baby." So, I mean, you know, Arnold, and I just think that the reason people loved him much, A, he was born with charisma, but he earned that love. He gave love to people. He gave a lot of, at least, I think that was a tremendous thing. I think all the guys explained it very well, but he had respect for people, and I think made a very big difference to the game of golf. And, you know, you can never single out one person. We must never forget Bobby Jones and Ben Hogan and Sam Snead and Jimmy DeMeritt. A lot of guys that people in this field, or when they're young guys, don't even know about. They all contributed along the way. And but Arnold came along, as Jack appropriately said, at the time of television. And Mark McCormack, who was a genius, this man. All managers should go on their hands and knees, because Mark McCormack was the first real manager of significance, and it's followed suit. But Arnold came along at the right time. We needed this charismatic guy, and then Jack came along and surpassed him, and it was just a great time for golf.
Of course, any discussion of Arnold Palmer wouldn't be complete without the thoughts and wisdom of Jack Nicklaus. Jack played with Arnie at the height of Arnie's Army's popularity. We wanted to know, what was that like?
I started playing with Arnold, and the first time we played was an exhibition in 1958. And then we never played, we didn't play again until 62, my first year on tour. And, you know, I've always said I may have had to fight Arnold's gallery, but I never had to fight Arnold. Arnie treated me as an equal, and we traveled together, we played exhibitions together, we competed against each other, and had a great time. He's been a lifelong friend and a lifelong competitor. We always compete, because you know that's what we did, and we enjoyed it, we loved it, and we got a big kick out of, you know. I mean, I remember Gary and Arnold and I always come to the locker room, and if one of us shot 75, the other one couldn't wait to get to the locker room to ask the guy, "So where'd you make all your birdies today?" I mean, we needled each other. We had a lot of fun, and you know, I think we all, as Tom, I agree with Tom and Lee, we have a great debt to Arnold. He's the one that really was the image of starting the public projection of the game of golf, because that television came along. I think as much as Arnold has helped the game and the growth of the game, is that the timing of television and public persona was as much to help Arnold. So it's a very much a complimentary thing both ways, because, you know, Arnold could have had that same situation without having the media coverage and the visibility. Wouldn't have made any difference. But he happened to be there at the right time, and the world happened to be there at the right time for him. So it was a nice combination. All the golfers have benefited from it.
This passion that I feel covering this sport was never highlighted any greater than back in 1994, Oakmont, the site of the U.S. Open, also the site of the last time that Arnold Palmer would walk down the fairways in a U.S. Open as a competitor. But Arnie was a giving man, always willing to share some advice. So during a Bay Hill press conference, he finally agreed to divulge his secret for handling the pressure in the majors.
Stick to the basic fundamentals. My father taught me basic fundamentals of the game of golf. And when any instruction that he gave me from the day I started playing golf was stick to the basic fundamentals. You've heard it a dozen times. When he put my hands on the club, he said, "Boy, don't you ever change that." Well, I haven't. And I think that basic fundamentals, if you are really serious about playing golf and playing good golf, stick to the basic fundamentals. Sure, there's going to be a change here and a change there, but you don't want to make them. You want to stick to the things that you started with and you learned and you know how to apply them to your game. And don't go, as my father said when I left for the tour, and he wasn't too anxious for me to go on tour, but when I walked out and I said, "I'm going on tour, Pap," and he says, "Okay," he says, "I'll tell you what," he says, "you go out there and listen to all those guys out there, and you, that tractor's still sitting down there, and you can drive it when you come back." Well, I never went back because I did what he told me, basic fundamentals. And if you feel like you're getting the basic fundamentals when you start, and you think you're right, and you've got a pretty good swing going for you, stick with it.
Anyone that was lucky enough to know Arnold Palmer also knew Doc Giffen, his loyal assistant, for the past 50-plus years. And I think Doc says it best.
He's meant everything to golf. He is golf, if you will.
Well, that brings to a close this special edition of The Grill Room. And boy, am I happy it's radio, not TV. Otherwise, you'd be able to see the tears streaming down my cheeks.